Good morning. It's another day of Food Week on Chompers, your morning and night toothbrushing show. Pick a side on the top of your mouth and make sure you're making little circles on the outside, inside, and the chewing side of your teeth. Ready? It's time. Two, three, two, one, brush. So far, we've learned a lot about the kinds of foods humans like. But today, we're going to find out about all the amazing ways that plants eat. Plants don't really eat like you and I do. Instead, they use a process called photosynthesis.
Say cheese!
No, not photo like a selfie. Photo means light. And photosynthesis is how plants use energy from sunlight to create food. They also use gases from the air and water to create food. Time to switch your brushing to the other side of the top of your mouth. Make sure to reach all the way back to those back teeth. All around the world, there are special plants that have a taste for blood. Oh, no, actually, I mean a taste for bugs. Like a plant called the Venus flytrap. Venus flytraps kind of look like a big green open mouth. They have tiny hairs all over them. Time to switch your brushing to the bottom of your mouth. Pick a side and keep making those tiny circles over each of your teeth. When a bug crawls on a Venus flytrap, the hairs give it a little tickle. That's how they know there's a bug. And then the Venus flytrap will suddenly snap shut. Once the bug is stuck in the trap, the Venus flytrap eats the bug.
Ooh.
The plant releases chemicals that are similar to what's in your stomach to help digest the bug. Digest means to break down food into energy that a plant or a person can use to grow and be strong. Switch to that other side of the bottom of your mouth. But don't brush too hard. Okay, before you go, I've got a quiz for you. Remember how we said some plants are special and eat bugs, like the Venus flytrap? Well, our question is, what type of plant is this? There's a special name for it, and we'll give it to you tonight on Chompers. Okay, you are ready for the day. All you have to do now is...
Three, two, one!